The role has changed over the years somewhat, especially with the Recovery Act and the recovery money. We've had to do our audits faster and quicker, and our goal is to, you know, as the recovery money was being spent, to get back at earlier stages so that if there were any problems, the agency, GSA particularly, could change course, could correct any problems that might be coming up, and spend the money more wisely. And so I think in terms of it, the changing role of an inspector general, it's that, you know, early warning is a big part of being an IG. And so I think that that is probably the biggest change over the years.
So tell us about some of the people in your office and what you've been doing lately.
We have a great office led by a great team of leaders. Bob Erickson, Deputy Inspector General, Rick Levi, Counsel to the IG, Larry Gregg, Assistant IG. And, you know, we do some great audits. And, you know, we've done a number of investigations that are noteworthy. We did, I think, counterfeiting is a new area that we're all the IGs are looking into. And we were able to prosecute someone in the Eastern District of Virginia, she was providing counterfeit integrated circuits, and we work closely with industry, and we work closely with Cisco and the Department of Justice. You know, our special agent Steve Lobaugh and the special agent in charge Chris Cherry did a great job in pursuing the counterfeit integrated circuits that were getting into the federal supply chain.
Tell us how, in the caseload that you have, how do the cases come in? Are they whistleblowers? Are they referred by Congress? Do they come from agency managers? How does your caseload develop?
Well, Tom, they develop in all of those ways. We have a number of people from inside a contractor that will come to us with information. We have a number of people who are whistleblowers. We have a fraud hotline. We get referrals from Congress. They come in all of those ways. A number of years ago, I started a forensic auditing unit to develop cases on our own so that we develop our own cases. And I had established a couple of conferences on forensic auditing, and a number of IGs participated in that. It was part of the National Procurement Fraud Task Force, and we started an interest in developing these forensic auditing units, and a number of IGs have established them as well. But in particular, our forensic auditing unit, led by Patty Sheehan and Megan Carver, have been involved in looking at databases and tracking issues and developing cases where, you know, they see problems, an indicator, a fraud indicator, and they will often look further into that and develop a fraud case that will ultimately be prosecuted or will have a civil recovery with the civil fraud section of the Department of Justice.
We're speaking with Brian Miller, the Inspector General of the General Services Administration.
Have you seen an increase in more collaboration with other IG offices at different agencies, or is it just that people are still focused more on what's happening within their own agency?
Emily, we've been working more and more collaboratively, and you know, in 2006, we established the National Procurement Fraud Task Force. I was the vice chair, and one of the goals was to get us to work collaboratively. You know, we found that we were investigating a fraud issue involving a particular individual or a company, and by working together, we found out that another IG was investigating the same individual and company for the same fraud, but defrauding their agency as well. And we were able to work together and be more effective and leverage more of our limited resources on rooting out fraud.
Which agency was that?
Well, the one I was thinking of was Social Security Administration. The IG there, Pat O'Carroll, does a terrific job. And we work closely with them. And we had a prosecution of a number of individuals up in Maryland, and it was a good result. And we try and do that more and more. There are a number of task forces and working groups. We also work with a group of other IGs and law enforcement agencies. You know, we often work with the FBI, but the one we partnered with ICE about a year ago to look at counterfeiting to protect the infrastructure of the federal government from counterfeit goods and to protect the supply chain. And we work closely with ICE. And in fact, the prosecution I mentioned before individual named Zhao, we work closely with ICE and ICE agents on that.
And what about information technology? That seems to have improved a lot in the recent years to aid in forensics and investigations. How have you deployed some of those tools to help in the investigations?
We do a lot of tracing of databases, and we do have to go through certain hoops, like for data matching, for example, and we work closely with the agency to reach agreements about data matching. We also have a legislative proposal to make it easier for IGs to compare databases and do data matching. So we've worked closely with the ROC, the Recovery Board, and we try and avail ourselves of all the current technology.
Now, if someone wanted to become an IG, say someone new to government or someone recently graduated or even going to college, what kinds of skills are needed, both in terms of technical abilities and also what kind of a person makes a good IG?
Well, I think if they want to go into auditing, a CPA is a great credential to have and training to have, accounting. Criminal justice background is helpful if you want to become a special agent. Experience with a law enforcement agency, you know, whether it's state or local or federal, would be a good background for special agents. My background was that of a prosecutor. I worked for the Department of Justice for 15 years, and that certainly was good training. But the job is a very difficult job, and it changes throughout the years. I think you've seen that, you've mentioned that, Tom, and it does change, and the various challenges that come up change and require different skills. So, you know, an ability to sit back and look at what the problem really is and to determine whether the problem is an important problem or whether this is simply an incidental small problem. It's kind of a issue of judgment.
And so after 15 years as a prosecutor and many years as an IG, do you still have faith in the basic goodness of humanity?
Tom, let me just say this. There are a lot of very good people in government and in agents trying to do the right thing and doing the right thing. But unfortunately, there are people who take advantage of the system, and it's the IG's job to investigate them and, if appropriate, to prosecute them and to get them out of government.